This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. What we throw away, Jeff Schofield picks up and turns into art. Schofield spent much of his career as a sustainable architect, but then decided to go in a different direction. He incorporates environmental issues to his art, bringing attention to the climate crisis using found objects, discarded items, and bits and pieces of the ruined landscape into sculptures and installations. Schofield will be the artist in residence at the Prairie Ronde Artist Residency in Vicksburg in November through April. So, Jeff, is it chicken or egg, the architect or the artist, or which developed what?
Well, it's a bit of both. And at this point, I'm really just focusing on my artistic career. But it started with architecture a long, long time ago. I'm a sustainable architect. And, after a 30-year career designing sustainable buildings, now I'm moving on to sustainable sculpture, partly because, well, the big recession 10 years ago really stopped my career. By that, what I mean is that we were doing some wonderful building projects and all, but things just went bad for a long time. And I found myself making more and more art to compensate for the lack of creativity in architecture at that time. And so one thing led to another, and I found I was doing art exhibitions and participating in sustainable art events more and more. And so I decided to go back to the university, get my MFA, my master's degree in fine arts, and then just pursue a career as a sculptor. And this is what I've been doing now for the past several years. But you could say that my interest has always been in art, architecture, design, in the creative fields.
When I look at your work, you put together things that you find perhaps on a beach or discarded plastic or what we might call trash, and you make it look beautiful. So there's a kind of beauty in our trash. So I thought you might talk about that. The colors are so bright, and at the same time, the message is, look what we leave behind.
That's right. And so, for instance, some of the trash that you're seeing on my website, I collected right there in Western Michigan. You know, I went up and down Lake Michigan to various different beaches, and I found all this detritus. And if I clean it, then the colors come out, because all of our plastic stuff really is very colorful, isn't it? And I put it in jars and I display it nicely, but it's litter. I mean, you know, the fundamental thing is waste and littering, and, you know, there's a fundamental sort of destruction about it, but it can still be pretty. So there is this distinction, isn't there, between what's pretty to look at and what is really the bad effect on the environment. And I like these contrasts. I try to play them up as much as I can, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And then at the same time, if I go out into nature, I can find things that are just as colorful by looking at the plants. Weeds and wildflowers will have lovely yellow and red colors in them. And I like to highlight what I can find in the plant life as well, that's also colorful, even if it's just weeds and things growing up in between the cracks in the sidewalk, you know, the mundane places where we go, and try to pick something that's from there, that's precious, that I can show in a visually appealing way, but always trying to talk about the effect on the environment, whether it's invasive plants or litter that people are invading us with. And the whole idea is to go for contrast, visual contrast, so that people, if they react emotionally, they'll think about what it means for the planet.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Was there a particular event or experience or site that moved you to focus your art on climate crisis?
Not in particular. This really evolved over a long period of time. Yeah, I've been doing art for like 15, 20 years, and I really abandoned my architecture career, let's say, 6 or 7 years ago, to focus uniquely on this. But one thing leads to another. And I work at a big scale anyway because of my background. And so using found materials, making large-scale installations, yes, this is sort of in my DNA.
And pretty soon, in November, you'll be the artist resident at the Prairie Ronde Artist Residency. What is the project that you're working on? I understand it's something about a mile marker series. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. So my proposal is to use found materials from Vicksburg around Prairie Ronde. Use this along with resin and concrete and plaster to create mile marker type of sculptures. By that I mean a smallish sculptures that would sit on the ground, but be made from elements from the ground. That is, you know, the concrete, soil, or clay from the locality, along with bits of plastic and metal that I would find in the streets, things that people throw away. And the idea is that I want to go big this time. This is a six-month residency. And so now what I'd like to do is go very tall and make big, long cylinders, which would be more like core samples. And what I'm thinking is, if archaeologists discover our civilization 1,000 years from now by drilling down and finding core samples, what are they going to find? It's going to be the Coke cans and the McDonald's wrappers that we've thrown away, all the junk that's mixed in with the soil and the stones and the water table. And I'm trying to mix together all of these elements, the earth and our thrown away pieces, into large, tall sculptural elements. And I'm not quite sure what this is going to look like. I'm transforming an existing artwork that used to be called mile markers. Now I'm going to make core samples, something like, 8, 10 feet high kind of thing.
Well, the process is always one of discovery, isn't it?
It is. Discovery also of technique. So this is a wet process that I've described, working with resin and plaster and concrete. And so fortunately, at Prairie Ronde, they have very large studio spaces, which I'm going to need because I'll be working at a big scale, but this time indoors because it's November, December.
Right.
I won't be able to do this outdoors. Although, this is the kind of thing that wants to be public artwork, large scale, made from elements from outdoors. But I'll put them indoors and try to play up the contrast between, the art, the outdoor elements that I've now put inside and made a big scale. So we'll see how this goes. I'm very excited to work on some new techniques to get there.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Jeff Schofield, the Prairie Ronde Artist in Residence in November. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.